This is the last week, I promise, for this go-around of the four agreements, which I do every 3 or 4 years. And what's interesting about this series, the book, The Four Agreements, and these four apparently simple agreements, is that the more you look at it, the more interesting they become. And the more you can peel back the onion and realize that it can mean something at one level and another level and another level. The idea of these agreements is that as children and as members of a productive society, we need to have some order placed in our lives. And sometimes that order becomes a little oppressive. And so what starts out as making sense can sometimes end up being a dictum, being a dogma, being a, this is the way things have to be. And some of the things that we have grown up thinking that this is the way things have to be is not necessarily serving us today. But they are things that come up generationally from our parents, through their parents, through their parents' parents, and for thousands of years of humanity. And with every generation, I'm sure, because I know I felt it, it's like, well, my generation gets it better than my parents' generation did. And I'm sure my parents' generation thought that about their parents, and so on and so on. And I'm very hopeful that that will continue. But it took me a while to realize that this isn't it, that we're continuing to evolve and continuing to expand and continuing to amend the agreements that we've been told are the way things should be. And in his book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, we are encouraged to think of the idea of breaking some of the agreements that have kind of kept us smaller than we'd like to be and that we naturally are. And so the four agreements are: be impeccable with your word, as in don't do anything where you use your ability to create to do something that goes against you. It is more than just words. Your word is your ability to create. And so the very first agreement, which we spent 2 weeks on, a little bit last week and a full week prior to that, is about don't do anything that goes against yourself. That means meaning what you say, saying what you mean, but it's bigger than that. It's watch what you're creating. Don't make yourself small. Then the second agreement is don't take anything personally. And for me, this one in some ways feels more of a challenge, because the idea of not taking something personally is really, really hard when somebody's in your face telling you what they think of you, or telling you what they think you can or cannot do. And the invitation there is to don't bite the hook, as Pema Chodron puts it. Don't bite the hook. Don't engage in somebody else's power or somebody else's opinion, because you have an opinion of your own and it's as valid. And frankly, for yourself, it is more valid. So don't believe everything you hear. And today I want to spend some time on the third agreement. More time on the third agreement, which is don't make assumptions. Now, I spent an entire week talking about not making assumptions already, but through discussions that happen after at Wisdom Wednesday discussion groups and then through life experiences, I started to realize that this assumptions thing happens all the time. And it can create hell for us right here. And so I want to talk a little bit about this. And if you recall from when I did it the first time, I created a framework for us to look at. And I used NCI and S. NCI, S, and A, because I figure we should be detectives in this. We should be researchers when we are looking at some of this. And so the framework that I suggested was N, to notice. Notice when we're avoiding something, or notice, and this is one that I Walt is familiar with, is don't arrive before you get there. Notice when you're jumping to a conclusion that is five steps in the future, but you haven't even left home yet. So the first is notice. And how can you tell when you're noticing? When that's happening, when you've started to make those jumps and leaps of deduction, you start to feel agitated. You start to feel discomfort or anxious, or you start planning what you're going to say when they say, and none of it's happened yet. So notice. And then we moved to C. And C was have the courage to ask for clarity. And now I'm going to add to that C with another one, which is notice the consequences. So that idea of this is making my life miserable and it hasn't happened yet. I've arrived, but I haven't, there's no need for it. And then be willing to have the courage to look at what's happening, to ask for clarity if it's with another person, to ask for inner clarity when it's you creating that misery for yourself. And I use the word courage very intentionally, even for ourselves. It's easy to make sense that, you know, I'm not going to ask someone else something because I'm afraid of their reaction. But why is it that we have such difficult times at times asking ourselves, what is it? What's going on for me? So have the courage. And the reason it's scary is because we are inviting ourselves to challenge our own BS, belief system. And nobody really feels comfortable doing that, because what if it turns out our belief system was inaccurate? Then it's like, ooh, something I counted on is no longer true. Well, good. The nature of our universe is change. And it's exciting when we can look at something and go, I believed that yesterday, but it's not true for me today. Isn't that great? It does not need to be something that we're afraid of. And then we move to I, which is inquire. And what came in the last little while, since that talk when I did the full week on this, turns out this is another full week on this, is the way you can ask yourself the question is, the story I'm making up about this is. The story I'm making up about this is. And it's perfect because you can use that with a person as well if you're wanting clarity. It's not making it about them at all. It's just saying, help me to understand, because the story I'm making up about this is, and whatever it might be. And then we move to the S, which is, this is a story, and is it true? What's the true? And then the final answer, or the final one I added, A, which is to accept whatever comes up. And whatever is right for you may still be to maintain the story, and also to take action, to respond. So here's a couple of examples for you about this, because that's just frameworky stuff. Imagine that you know that you are hurting, but you don't want to go to the doctor. What assumptions are you making? The assumptions are things like, I don't want to know. Something bad is going to happen. So the story I make up is, I don't like doctors. I don't trust doctors. I don't want to know. I don't want to be a bother. There are lots of people who are sicker than I am. It may be, well, I'm getting older, and so it's, you know, not something that needs to be dealt with. I'm going to die soon anyway. I actually had my dad say that to me. It's a normal part of aging. It'll get better. This is not serious. If I don't look at it, it'll go away. Or one which gets used way too much is, if I give it energy, then it's going to make it bigger. And so if I pretend it's not there, that's better. Well, that may be true, but that's a story as well. What's the truth? Well, the truth is that I'm living in misery because I'm all thinking about all of these things and I'm uncertain. So the truth is, a little bit of knowledge about what's going on will actually equip me better than the anxiety I'm feeling now. And the truth is that not many people have ever said, gee, I wish I'd waited longer before I got my diagnosis and got treatment. So when we make an assumption that doctors aren't great, or I'm getting older so it's okay, and this isn't able to be treated, and all of those beliefs, see them for what they are. Stories. And then find a story that makes you feel better. And making it up anyway. And then take the action. If it's pleasant news, obviously you can relax. Don't have to think about it anymore. If it's unpleasant news, now you are armed with information that you can respond intelligently to, rather than pretending that you're not thinking about it as you're thinking about it. Let's move to another example, another assumption that we make, and it's dotted line to this previous one that I said, and that is that I brought this on, whatever it might be, my job loss, the breakdown of my relationship, the fight I had with my brother, the car accident, the health issue, the whatever, I brought this on. It was because I wasn't, and here goes the stories. It was because I didn't pray enough. I didn't meditate enough. I didn't tell God that I loved God enough. It's karma. It's something that I've held in mind, and so I've brought it to me. I deserve this because of something bad that I've done. Assumptions, stories. What if the truth is that life happens? What if the truth is, yes, you have power, but thankfully, you're not the only thing that has power? That you're living in a field of energy that interrelates. And so, yes, you can take a certain amount of responsibility for the stuff that happens in your life, but no, you're not in isolation. You're working in a field of energy, living in a field of energy where other people are also energetic beings, and there is invisible energy that also impacts us in various ways. So we're part of it, but we're not all of it. And we don't need to take on such horrible burdens as, I deserve this, I must have done something wrong. Maybe you just have a heartbeat. Maybe you're just part of the human experience, which includes the good stuff and the not so fun stuff. Maybe you could remember that what we say here at Unity is, there is no spot that God is not. There is no spot where energy is absent. So there is no God and the devil, no place that's really good or bad. It just is. And if you find that anyone ever challenges you about this, including yourself, about the idea that you are responsible for everything that happens to you, well, if that was frickin' true, then wouldn't you have changed it? So if you brought this on because of some karmic something, and you had the power to do that, well, then you would have the power to undo that. That's a BS that is truly a BS. So accept. Accept that these assumptions about us being responsible for the bad things that happen in our life need not be true. And now you can work with it more intelligently without this berating of, you're not worthy, you've done something to deserve this. Hence the song today, to be gentle with yourself. And if you must assume, And it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. Then why not choose a story that has a good intention? There's a story that's told about three frogs. And they're hopping along one night, and they land in this ditch, and it's really, really deep. And one frog manages to get out. And he yells down at the other two frogs that are down in this ditch. And he's like, hop, hop, get out, get out. And one, I'm going to get it wrong. He says, give up. That's right. I screwed up the story. Geez, now I'm like my mom. She's so good at giving the punchline at the end before the end is up. Anyway, the fruit does not fall from the tree. My dad was the excellent storyteller. Okay, start again. Three frogs are jumping along one night, and two of them land into this deep ditch. And the guy who didn't land looks down and he says, it's too far. Give up. That's what it is. He says, give up. And these little guys are jumping like crazy. And the frog who's on the top says, it's never going to work. Just give up. And one of the frogs dies. He croaks, if you will. And the other one keeps trying to jump. And eventually, he makes it out. And the frog who was at the top saying, give up, is like, wow, what happened? And he said, oh, now I can hear you. Did you forget? I'm hard of hearing. So when you were doing this, I thought you were saying, jump, try harder. And I listened. And the moral of the story is assume a good intention. There's lots of morals, I guess, we could make from that. But today, for today, make an assumption that is positive, that's going to give you life, that's not going to cause you to croak. You're making it up anyway. From the book, all the sadness and drama you have lived in your life was rooted in making assumptions and taking things personally. All of the sadness and drama you have lived is rooted in making assumptions and taking things personally, taking things on. So, do have the courage when you find yourself arriving at a conclusion before you've even left the station. Have the courage to see the discomfort that you are creating for yourself. Have the courage to look at the consequences on you. And then ask the question, what's the story I'm making up here? And choose a story that is closer to making you feel better if you can't find a true answer. Remember, you're making it up. You might as well make up something that brings you joy. Remember those frogs. Maybe be a little hard of hearing. The four agreements allow you to consider ideas, to consider a different way of doing things. And don't make assumptions is a very powerful invitation to set yourself free from misery that may not have happened. Don't make assumptions. I bless you.